Okay, we are on, right. Anyway, but I just got to tell you, sit back, relax. This is a time that we're just going to enjoy together tonight. And I just appreciate each and every one of you guys being here. God is so faithful. Just about a year ago, we started talking about this, you know, because remember when Debbie, how many of you remember when Debbie was here, Debbie Davis was here about a year ago? And we got to talking, and her and Bonnie are friends, but they never get together and minister together. Both Bonnie and Debbie do meetings a lot with women, a lot of women's meetings. And I thought, well, what's wrong with them coming here and just sharing with us ladies, with the ladies here at Grace Chapel? And that's when it all started. And so, anyway, so we start. You know, when you plan something a year from now, you do think it's, you know, it's a long time away. It's a long time away. Excuse me. All of a sudden, it's upon you, you know, and then you're here and we're talking about it and we get excited about it. And I just, you know, yesterday, Debbie was brought up. She lives in upstate New York, but she was down ministering in North Carolina, and friends of hers brought her to my house. And a couple hours later, Luke and Bonnie arrived along with some other friends of theirs. And so we had a wonderful gathering. And I think, to me, one of the most blessed things, you know, I felt like Laurel would be there to help me with the meal because she's so good with that, right? Well, all of a sudden, you know, she's a busy lady. I want you to know that. And God uses her in mighty, mighty ways, in a lot of ways. But I thought, well, if Laurel's with me, I can do this meal. But we got to talking about it. Laurel's busy. She's very busy. She told me in plenty of time. But then, you know what? God so graciously sent her mother-in-law in, who is from Indiana, right? And just who is a caterer and everything. She said, I'll take care of it. I'll do it. And I was just like, what a burden. That was just off of my word. Please tell anyone, you know, even if you didn't sign up, you know, come for the meal. Come for the services tomorrow. Bring a friend. Call somebody. Bring a friend. And come and tell them, because I tell you what, there's about four ladies that were working hard today down there in the kitchen making everything from scratch. Oh, my word. I mean, this is wonderful. It's a wonderful meal. When I was going to put a meal on, I was just going to give you a bag lunch. So in comes this Italian mama that makes everything from scratch. And I tell you what, she made her homemade cream puffs today. And I think she's making about 80 of them or something like that. At least if that's how many's left, I'm not sure, because we were like sampling it. But she kept saying, taste this. And you guys, Justin, you'll be here tomorrow, right, for lunch? Huh? Yeah. Oh, no, you better. Your mom's cooking. Come on. You better be. Anyway. It's going to be good. We're going to have spiritual food, and we're going to have natural food. See, I was just going to give you a meal just to kind of, like, hold you over, like having a bowl of cereal or something. But now I think the main thing tomorrow might be the lunch, you know, so you better come and check it out. So anyway, it's going to be good. It's all going to be good. And I'm just so excited for what God's doing, and I know that he's going to touch each one of our lives, and I know you are going to be blessed for being here. So if you want to come tomorrow, I hope you all do, call somebody, bring somebody with you, and it's going to be a great, great, great time. I'm just so excited for what God's doing. Debbie's going to share a little bit of what she's going to talk about, then Bonnie's going to have the service tonight. But right after Debbie speaks, I want you to get prepared, because we are going to take an offering. There was no fee to come to this little conference, and so we do need you to all participate in an offering. So we're going to be doing that right after Debbie comes and shares. Debbie's been here, there, and everywhere. I says, when did you get back from the Philippines? And she says, oh, just a couple weeks ago. But she says, I'm leaving again.
In 2 weeks.
So she's all over the place. But we got her pinned down to E-Town, Pennsylvania, you know, right now, right here, right now. And so God bless you. You
can share a little bit. Amen. Well, I'm very happy to be here, and what a privilege it is to come and be part of God's kingdom and see all of you again. I'm so happy to just kind of follow along with what God is doing in your lives and to be able to give you a hug and bless you. With our theme, God's Divine Design, I've been thinking about how the enemy has stolen so much from many of God's women, his children. And I travel a lot throughout the world, and everywhere I go, I see women who are depressed, sad, suicidal, frustrated, feeling alone, feeling desperate and not knowing why, and wondering if God is even listening. Sometimes I hear women say to me, I pray, and I'm not sure that God has time for me. And I just want you to know that God has time for you. And he wants to do something amazing in your life. And he designed you to be uniquely you. You and I are completely different people. And God didn't call you to do what I do. And God didn't call me to do what you do. And if we both did the same thing, one of us would be unnecessary. And so God created us to be special and unique. But the devil has stolen from us. And I began to ask the Lord, what is the key? What is the answer to becoming everything God wants us to be? And God began to speak to me about the truth and knowing the truth and understanding the truth and making the truth your own. You see, we hear a lot about truth. We can go to church and we can hear truth. You can hear truth on television or on the radio or read it in a book. But until you make that truth your own, it does nothing for you. When the Bible says you shall know the truth and the truth will set you free, the key word is not truth. The key word is know. Having an intimate relationship with Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life, the word of God, and making his word real in your heart and eating that word, consuming it, reading it, memorizing it, quoting it, sticking it on sticky notes and putting it all over your house until you make that word your own and until it begins to become a part of you and it changes the person that you are. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't want to stay the same. I want to change. And so I'm just so happy to be here with you and to share with you. I want you to be the best you that God wanted you to be. I want you to not become somebody different, but to be the best you that God created you to be. Because he created you with a purpose, with a design, and he wants to use you, and he needs you to fulfill the purposes that he has for the kingdom of God today. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, I'm not going to talk much longer because Bonnie's going to come up and share. I just want to say one thing about my table in the back. I've just been praying all day and thinking about this, and I want every lady to take a tie home tonight as my gift to you. So you go to my table. So I make these ties. How many of you remember my ties from last time? Okay. They're ties. They're men's ties that I make into ladies' scarves. So there's a whole bunch of them. There's pins on the ties. The pin is so that you can decorate it on you the best way that you can do it. And if you don't understand it, you ask me and I'll show you how you can wear it. So you ladies, this will not be an offer for tomorrow. This is for you because you came out tonight on a Friday night. How about that? Okay? So I want you to be blessed, and I know that God has a word for you tonight, and so I encourage you to listen and have your heart ready. Amen? Amen.
Thank you, Sister Debbie. How exciting. We get a gift. That's exciting. Laurel shared on Sunday what she's going to be sharing. She's going to be sharing tomorrow about bringing Sarah to the table. Doesn't that sound like an awesome, awesome message? I can't wait. I can't wait to hear it. It's wonderful. And Debbie didn't say this about her jewelry. She had one on of her design. She designs jewelry. And her jewelry is on a donation basis. There's a price for the books, but there's a place there to put your donation in for the jewelry that you take. So that's how she operates with that. The other table, Laurel, has a beautiful line of jewelry. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. How many knew that Laurel makes jewelry? You did. One person. You did. So, see, that's why I wanted her to bring it, because there's a lot going on here that we don't know about. So
I just wanted that to be exposed, and I just think it's beautiful stuff. It's, you know, God's the creator of all creations, and the more we get of God, I think the more creative we become, right? Amen. Okay, who are my offering takers? I have, do you have the little things? All right. All right. Okay. I'm going to pray. Yeah, I'm going to pray. Just a minute. Lord Jesus, we just bless the offering tonight. We bless everyone that gives into the offering, dear Father, for you know what the needs are of the expenses that are here tonight, and I pray that you might just speak to every heart, dear Father, that there be all those that are willing to give, Lord, that you will give it back to them, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, thank you, girls. And you can go on that side. Okay. All right. I think it's exciting that you, everyone that made an effort to be here, Missy, thank you for being willing to sing tonight. And your team. Oh, my word, that's great. That was such a great team. Oh, my goodness. You have your own special little backup people. Oh, I appreciate all of you. And I just thank you, everyone. We do have refreshments in the back, and there is bottled water. Please help yourself to that. There's little pretzels and cheese, and so help yourself to that. And with that, too much further ado, do I need to introduce Bonnie? Bonnie's home. You know, she lives in Canada, and she's from Canada. But you know what? She has a lot to share with us tonight, so I'm going to just turn her loose. And God bless you, Bonnie. You have the own. Okay.